Hey everyone, welcome to How to Write the Future podcast. I'm your host, Beth Barani. I'm an award-winning science fiction and fantasy author and writing teacher. I am thrilled here to have a special guest with me today, Kristen McNeil. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. And to remind those who've maybe listened before, or for those of you who haven't yet listened to our podcast, this podcast is about helping writers with tips and coaching and insight and news on how to write positive, optimistic futures. Because I believe that when we vision what is possible through our stories and also through our own lives, we can help make it so for ourselves and for our readers and make a better future for everyone, for the planet and all the creatures on it. That is my mission. All right. So, Kristen, I'm going to read your bio for everyone, and then we'll get chatting. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Great. So, everyone, please meet Kristen McNeil. She is a confidence and writing lifestyle coach, book editor, and self-published writer. Her mission with Worthy Writers Editing is to bring sunflower sunshine to the creative world, connecting writers to the confidence and passion they desire to help them publish and share their stories. I love your mission, Kristen, and you bringing in their sunflower sunshine. Oh, it's such great, powerful imagery. So thank you so much for being here again. And I am ready to dive in with our interview. I really am curious to learn more about what is important to you about helping others find their purpose.
Especially in the online space, I've seen a lot of negativity, self-doubt, self-deprecating humor, things like that. And that's something I really want to change, especially in the creative world when we're supposed to be so passionate and open and vulnerable. And there's so many things that can come in when you're a writer. I don't want you to have to feel shame about that, or you have to justify it to people, or you have to try to prove yourself in any way. So I really want to be able to help writers focus on themselves, be themselves, figure out what they want to write, and create a community and a library of fiction novels or any kind of novels that they've written, and live life and have fun, because we need more of that positivity and that sunshine in the world. And it's really important to me to be like, okay, this needs to change.
Yeah. And what led you to this place? What helped you decide that you wanted more sunshine and positivity? And yeah, tell us a little bit about you.
I've always wanted to be a writer ever since I was 7 years old. I was always writing. Started out with cats and dog stories and slowly.
Me too. Oh my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my first story was about our cats. I was like 8, 7 or 8. Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah, that's cute. I know. Yeah. And my story, I read this series called Benicula as a kid. It's like a vampire bunny. And people always give me that look when I tell them the title. But yeah, there's this cat and dog. So I started writing stories about that. And then I slowly evolved into writing more thriller and mystery, because that's what I like to read, like James Patterson and that kind of stuff. And then I don't really know when the shift happened, but I was tired of living in the darkness, to put it very melodramatically. And so I wanted something more powerful. And the work that I was doing in my editing and my coaching had that goal. So being able to reflect that in my writing too was really important to me, which is really interesting when I had that mission already in my business. And then I was still trying to write like these dark thriller, crazy mystery things. And I wasn't in the right mindset for that. So I really wanted to do something more powerful.
What are you currently working on? What are you writing? It's your own writing projects.
Right now, I'm helping a friend write a memoir. It's about her journey from Hungary to Canada in the 1950s. And eventually I will write my own memoir as well about some health things that I went through the last few years. Because again, the goal is to be inspiring and to empower people and really bring out that attitude in others. And eventually I will write fiction, because I need something that I'm really proud of that's fiction, because that's always something that I wanted to do. So I definitely want to make that happen. Mm-hmm. I have an idea. It's so weird. I have the titles of the books in my mind, but I have vague ideas about what the story is actually about.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting, because that's never happened before. Usually it's, oh, I have all these ideas for stories. And the title always comes last, because what do you name things that's original and that sounds cool and punchy and really engaging? So it's going to be an interesting experience.
Yeah, that's so cool. I won't ask you to tell us your titles, because I am imagining they need to be protected. guarded. Don't reveal anything about your story that you don't want to. But I'm curious if you can share anything like the genre or the type of story or something or the trope that you are ready, only if you're ready to share with us.
Yeah, I've been calling it inspirational fiction. I don't know if that technically counts as a genre, but I'm going to make it one.
Absolutely. You're not the only one. I've met others who use that term as well.
I read a lot of Mitch Albom books, and that's really what inspired me too. Magic Strings of Frankie Presto is one of my favorites, and that's what also really inspired me. These are the kind of books I need to write. I need to forget about the thriller and trying to wrap my head around that as a writer. I'll stick to enjoying them as a reader and focus on this more inspirational stuff and life stories, slice of life thing. For some reason, I'm really drawn to my character living this nomadic life and no real ties to anything, but she's focusing on her passion and her life. And so it's really extends to how I want to inspire people. Live your life how you want. Who cares what everybody else? Be selfish, right?
Yeah, who cares what everybody else thinks? Absolutely. Yeah, I love it. And for you, I should tell our listeners that I ask my guests to send me their questions often. And so I love it because it helps me ask you what you want to be asked. So I love this question that you sent me, which is, why does it help writers to know their purpose? And this is something I think about a tremendous amount in my own work as a writing coach, is knowing one's purpose, is answering that question, like, why do I write? Why this book? Why now? And why? Yeah. Tell us, why is it for you important to help writers to know their own purpose?
And I know for myself, like in anything in life, if I don't know or understand why I'm doing something, I'm not motivated to do it. So I'm like, why would I waste my time doing this when I could go over here and do something that I'm really passionate about? And in my editing, I make a lot of comments of, okay, why does the reader need to know this? What is important about bringing the scene in or this character in? And it doesn't have to be this grand purpose. I want to change the world. There's little things like they need to know this because it helps move the plot forward, things like that. There needs to be something there that motivates you to move forward and motivates you to bring your best to it. Because if you're working on something where it's like, I'm working on it, I'm doing it because somebody said I should and this and that. So it's so much better. And it makes you feel more excited to be like, I am writing this book because I am passionate. I love writing. This is the book I've always wanted to see at a bookstore, which is something I've heard a lot from writers. I didn't see this book out, so I wrote it myself. Being able to have that power and be like, okay, this is why I'm doing it. This is how I want to connect with readers. When you're talking about your writing too, it makes you more excited because you know how to answer these questions when people are like, oh, what's your book about? Or why are you writing? And things like that. When you know these answers, it's so much easier and it fills you up with so much more light and motivation to say, yes, this is what I'm doing. I want to tell as many people as I can about it.
Yeah. I love that you brought up this question and that you're so clear, and we can see it on the page when we're editing, whether or not someone is clear about why that moment is there, why that character is there, why the character does a certain thing. Have you had to ask yourself, why am I writing?
That's a good question, because it's funny because I don't feel like I've ever actually specifically asked myself, because I always feel like I've known it, which is really interesting. I've always loved writing. I've always been naturally drawn to it. When I was going through school and there was writing assignments and stuff, I would always be the one to write longer pages than I needed to. If it was like, oh, write a page, I would write three or four. And there's so many ideas. So exciting for me, and something that I always love doing. And I can't imagine myself in any other career role or anything. It comes naturally to me. So I feel like maybe I'm still figuring out how to fully answer that question. And maybe that's something that's life anyways. You're always evolving and figuring things out. So I think one thing I talk about a lot is you may know it in your mind, but when you're writing it out in a journal or talking to someone like we are now, it creates a different perspective for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that I've come back repeatedly to myself with this question over the years. I totally know where you're coming from, and I really love that you presence it and encourage other writers to think about this. It's so key. Looking forward into the future, do you have any specific writing plans that you can share with us for yourself?
Yeah, I mentioned that fiction story. It's going to be a trilogy. Maybe it'll be more. I know whenever somebody writes a trilogy or more than a standalone, it's always, oh, then there's novella ideas and short story ideas and all this other stuff that can come in. There's definitely a lot of potential. But honestly, I feel like if I can get this trilogy done, I'd be happy if I never published anything else. It's such a weird thought to have as a writer, because you feel like, oh, you constantly want to be writing. But if I can accomplish this, I'll be good. I always have ideas for poetry and short stories and little things that can come up, and maybe I'll never publish it. We'll see. So it's very interesting to think about that. But I did have that thought the other day because I was thinking about Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird, and I don't remember the title of her other book, but she published two books. Yeah. And she's super famous. So it's not about quantity.
Unless that's important to the writer. Yeah. And you have an offer for our listeners, a special offer. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So it's a free digital journal, which also includes a 30-minute call with me. It's called Create with Purpose. So it aligns with everything that I've talked about today. There are 7 writing prompts, and they revolve around figuring out your why and exploring it more deeply. So even if you know it, like we've talked about, you can still explain it more deeply, get more articulate about what you want to be as a writer and what the next step is. So I think that's an important point too, is it's not about the big picture, because that can get overwhelming sometimes. It's okay, this is who I am and what I want. Now, what's the next step? What's the small thing that I can do to move forward, as opposed to, okay, I need to do X, Y, Z and all the rest of the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can check that out on my website. It's a digital download and a link to book a call with me after you've gone through the writing prompts, and we can chat about what your next step is and how you want to move forward as a writer.
That's fabulous. I noticed that you specialize in people who want to work on memoirs. That's one big thing you help people with. Is there another specialty that you have right now?
I want to say confidence, but that feels so broad.
If writers want to work with you on confidence, then you support them as a coach.
Yeah, so I do love working one-to-one with writers. I find that's so much easier for me energy-wise, and so much better for the client to have that personalized touch with coaching. Yeah, on top of book editing, and I love having those coaching sessions. And I usually do a 90-minute one-off, or there's a larger program if you wanted to continue that support. But yeah, editing and coaching is like the technical side and the mindset side. So I really love having that combination.
Yeah, that's really great. And then in terms of book editing, can individuals contact you about book editing if they're interested in that?
So my few favorite genres are thriller, urban fantasy, and contemporary romance. I'm open to anything because I want to read as much as possible. For me, I'm not usually picky about genres. If the book is good and if I'm passionate about the project, then I'm all for it.
That's fabulous. And then lastly, you're located in Canada, in British Columbia. And do you help people in any time zone from around the world?
Hey, I love to work with anyone. I know sometimes it can be hard to line up schedules, but definitely if we can make it work. And that's the beauty of social media, right? Is you can connect with so many more people.
Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to your Instagram. I see that you're super active on Instagram. That's really awesome. Where can people find you there?
So I'm confident.kirsten. And I did join Pinterest too. I'm trying that out. Same username except for the period, because it wouldn't let me do that because they don't allow punctuation, which annoys me because I wanted everything to be uniform.
Right. And your main website where people can find you is?
That's worthywriters.ca.
Perfect. And then because this is a podcast about thinking about the future and how our stories can impact how we create our future. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that? Maybe tying something just occurred to me, but how writing one's memoir and also sharing your memoir with the world, how that can also impact the kind of future that the writer can have and also the readers can have. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, one thing that I hear a lot of writers say, no matter what genre they're in, is when they write a story, they want people to know that they're not alone in their journey. And I think that's really important to remember for anything we share about our lives. Like if we think, oh, like nobody wants to hear about this, like why would they want to hear from me? Yes, they do. And they need to hear from you. So being able to share that personal side of you, when you're writing a memoir, you can choose what to include and what to get rid of. It just depends on what portion of your life you want to share about, and being able to connect with people and have them say, oh yeah, that happened to me too, or something similar happened. And it's that added layer of connection to the community. And I feel like so many people love the behind the scenes of an author and all that kind of stuff, right? So it's another way to be creative.
I really love that. And connecting and sharing with people that they aren't alone in their journey. Yeah. And when we feel not alone, we feel stronger. We feel more stable. We feel more able to reach for those bigger dreams. That's wonderful. Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us here at How to Write the Future. I look forward to sharing our conversation with the world, and I wish you the best of luck. And I'm so happy to have met you and look forward to staying in touch. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is fun.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Until next time, write long and prosper. And that's a wrap.